You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're joined by Dr. Lee J. Colin, PhD, who co-founded The L Group, Inc., a leadership and organizational development consulting firm back in 1999. He is the co-author of The Power of Positive Coaching. Dr. Colin, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me, and please call me Lee.
And we can certainly do that upon instructions, no problem at all. Now, Lee, tell us, how is the topic of coaching relevant today?
Well, Eric, we think this particular book kind of brings together two highly relevant topics in the field of management coaching today. And so it's really kind of positive psychology, coaching, mindset are all kind of hot topics. And we think that we've tried to kind of reveal the mindset and the habits that every leader needs to kind of inspire winning results in relationships. So if you think about the wake of a boat, every boat leaves a wake, and it leaves two sides of the wake, on the left and the right. And just like a leader leaves a wake of the kind of results in the relationship he or she leaves behind. And so this book is designed to help make both of those winning wakes, if you will.
And a great scenario there. Now, why is it important for businesses, coaching that is?
Well, if you think about it, like just helping employees realize their potential is their performance potential is kind of important to all organizations, right? And unfortunately, not every organization, particularly smaller ones with you know startup entrepreneurs and stuff, they don't have the resources to hire external coaches. So we really think it's critical for business leaders to be equipped as effective and inspiring coaches to their team. So the reason we wrote this book is to help leaders at every level kind of elevate their coaching game with this kind of easy to apply approach and communicated with simple terms, very kind of cut through the clutter, basic, practical approach, and with just actionable tools. So if each leader in the organization is kind of an inspiring coach, you just elevate the whole organization that way. You don't necessarily need to always have an external coach. So we think the bottom line is that the central role of a leader today is that of a coach. And so the goal of the book was just to kind of help people kind of step into that role.
Now, we mentioned earlier you are the co-author of The Power of Positive Coaching. How is this book different than other coaching books in the market?
Well, we think it's a bit of a new transformative model in that it's supported by the latest science behind positive psychology. It's got field-tested, actionable tools behind it. And unlike a lot of the books on this topic of coaching, there are no scripts involved. We really just rely on our background and the current research and science around human dynamics, understanding what chemicals happen in your body and how do you react when someone appreciates you well, when someone kind of gives you critical criticism, when someone helps you think broader, you know, how does our body react? And there's very predictable ways, if you understand the science and the dynamics behind our human minds and our brains and our bodies, and as a result, you can kind of be a more authentic leader in terms of building results and relationships and not have to worry about, well, if Eric says this, then I'm supposed to say this. And if he says that, I do that. We try to stay away from scripts to kind of keep people in a more authentic zone if they just understand the basics of human dynamics.
Awesome stuff. Today we're speaking with Dr. Lee J. Colin, PhD, who co-founded the L Group, Inc., a leadership and organizational development consulting firm. He is the co-author of The Power of Positive Coaching, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Lee, how does a leader or coach inspire winning results and relationships?
Well, we think that, just kind of trying to leverage the predictable human dynamics and performance that generate results, it's really, again, understanding what is it that motivates people? And I believe, you know, the best leaders and the best coaches are good psychologists, not necessarily real psychologists, but understanding the psychology of people. So it really starts, it's founded in having a positive coaching mindset. And like any relationship, the mindset we bring into an interaction is going to predict how well that goes. So we have to have a positive coaching mindset, and then combining that with a set of positive coaching habits is kind of the winning formula. So that's, in fact, the book is outlined around that. The first half is around the four levels of awareness to build a positive coaching mindset. And then the back half is around five positive coaching habits that you need to execute that are applied against that mindset to ultimately bring you kind of winning results in relationships.
And tell us, what is the connection between a coaching mindset and coaching habits?
Sure. So it's really a two-dimensional challenge, right? To get winning results in relationships, it's a two dimensions on the outcome. You get results in relationships, but it's also on the input side too. So we need the mindset and the habits. And either one is insufficient to equip leaders to coach effectively and inspire their teams ultimately. And again, most coaching books and workshops focus on the skills and the habits, and they're absolutely essential. But we really believe that bringing the right mindset to the table is absolutely crucial. So without kind of the corresponding, without coaching habits, even if you have a good mindset, you're not going to get the results you want. And so they go hand in hand, the mind and the mindset and the habits to bring to the table. And again, this is not just a coaching relationship. Think of any relationship with your kids or a friend or anything. We need a certain level of interpersonal skills to be able to have an optimal relationship. But we also need to be able to bring a mindset that says, I'm going to make this relationship work. I don't necessarily need to be right. I need it to work. So the mindset we bring will absolutely limit or expand the opportunities that we can apply those skills against.
And great information there. Thanks for that. And looking at coaching mindset, how do you build a positive coaching mindset?
Yeah, there are four levels of awareness that we talk about that help. And really, this is a lot against not just for coaches, but in this case, it specifically applies to coaches. So these four levels of awareness are knowing your thoughts, knowing your purpose, knowing your values, and knowing your emotions. So we believe leadership's an inside job, coaching's an inside job. So you really have to have a heightened awareness around your thought process. We always say, the game of life and the game of business and is one the 6 inches between your ears, right? So understanding your thoughts, the assumptions you make, and all of that is just really critical. And then we have to go to knowing your purpose, which is about, as a leader, the most effective leaders and inspiring leaders see themselves looking – their role is how many people am I serving versus how many people are serving me. So it's really understanding what's my role as a leader and who am I here to serve. And then also understanding your values and converting those into action. So when I think back on my corporate life, my values were at least three F's: focused, fair, and fun. And so, then I would talk to my team about, this is what the behaviors you could expect from me for having those values, and these are the things I expect from you around those values. So understanding your values and being able to communicate those, and then ultimately the fourth thing is to know your emotions. And so there's a lot of work around emotional intelligence and stuff now, but this is really just understanding how we can respond as a leader versus react. And if you think about, as human beings, we have an extra responsibility and a choice in the middle of a kind of a stimulus response. So if a rat sees a piece of, or a mice, let's use a mouse, that sounds better, right? A mouse sees a piece of cheese, it's going to see a stimulus response, sees the cheese, runs and eats it. As human beings, we have a C in the middle of there, it's a choice. So we as leaders have a choice. Even if someone's getting us frustrated or we're upset, we can make choices along the way. And that choice enables us to respond to people and manage our emotions, master our emotions, so that we get the results that we want versus just reacting. And that's a really key component for the most effective leaders, is to be able to manage their emotions. So that's the fourth component. So knowing our thoughts, purpose, values, and emotions, having a deeper awareness of those enables us to bring a positive mindset to the table.
Well, Lee, some super information here today. Food for thought. Can't thank you enough for joining us here today briefly on the program. If listeners wanted to get more information on your company, the L Group Inc., or your book, The Power of Positive Coaching, where is the best place that they could get these details online?
Absolutely. They could just go to thelgroup.com. It's the word the and then the letter L and then the word group, thelgroup.com. Or even easier, they could just text the word leadership to 444-999. So just text in the word leadership to 444-999, and they'll get some practical tips and tools as a result of that.
And you got to love that approach. Again, Dr. Colan, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Lee J. Colan, PhD, who co-founded the L Group Inc., a leadership and organizational development consulting firm. He is the co-author also of The Power of Positive Coaching. And for further details, visit thelgroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.